All right. It's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. I'm using a different studio today here in Douglasville, Georgia. Yes, this show has Douglasville written all over it. Okay? I had the mayor of Douglasville on the show as well. I'm using Sisters for Life Studio today. They have a studio in their house on the second floor. It's a warm summer day here. It's actually not even summer, really. It's still the late spring, but summer weather, you know, 92 degrees. And the Jam Records, right? The Jams, right? Okay. The Jams and Sisters for Life Radio, of course. I'm going to call that. I used Watson Studios last time, but now Sisters for Life, the Jams Studios today. See, thank you very much. We have Ashley. How you doing, Ashley?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, doing great. And how you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Second time on my radio show. They debuted last episode, episode 49. This is episode 50. We have a great show. Do you know who's on the show today?
Oh, yes. Akon is on the show today.
Yes.
Yes.
And do you know what state? I went to Dallas, Texas, and I broadcast from Dallas, Texas. Have you been to Texas before?
No, I have not.
Never? Okay. Well, Sisters for Life fans are waiting for you, okay, in Dallas, Texas, okay? And Louisiana. Give you that? Yes, Louisiana. What do you think about Louisiana?
Oh, I've been there once, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Really?
I love it. Yes.
Really? I got some sponsors in Mississippi along the way, too, and people are missing me in Mississippi already. Can you believe that? But anyway, we're going to go on to the first segment. This is the mayor of Douglasville. There was a Memorial Day celebration we had on one of my sponsors, Sunrise Memorials, on Bankhead Highway here in Douglasville, and this is how this went. And Rola interviewed me a little bit, too. This is Rola singing the national anthem.
Sunrise Memorial Gardens here on Memorial Day. So Rola, you saw the national anthem. What does Memorial Day mean to you?
United States of America, and how long it's been around, and what a lot of the the veterans have done for our country and stuff.
And you have a lot of military family. Do you want to give a shout out to any of your aunts and uncles?
Yes, I do. My grandfather once told me he played the trumpet. I believe that was my husband's grandfather.
Okay, but any of your uncles and aunts?
What?
Any of your uncles and aunts?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to say? Do you want to give a shout out to any of your uncles and aunts in the military?
Aunt Deb, Uncle James, Uncle Bubby, and Uncle Roy.
All right. Thank you on this Memorial Day celebration, May 31st, airing in June, though, for my 50th episode.
So, Derek, we're here with the Derek Shapiro Show. This is Rola, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking over. He had to go run someplace, but I did grab him from the stage. What is it that you have to say about Memorial Day today?
I had to say that Memorial Day means remembering the people who fight for us in Iraq and Afghanistan and having a great cookout with burgers and hot dogs.
But that's not what it's all about, Derek. It's not about the food. It's about giving thanks to everybody that's fought this country for you to get sponsors. How do you explain to people, your listeners, to that?
Celebrate and have food and be merry.
once again, that was the Derek Shapiro Show, and you can find him at TheDerekShapiroShow.com. And this is Rola. Smile with me.
We're here with Mayor Mickey Thompson of Douglasville, over here on this great Memorial Day celebration here on Sunrise Memorials here in Douglasville. So tell me about, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, Memorial Day is extremely important to me. My dad, of course, was in World War II veteran, and was in the Philippines for a number of years. And of course, I served in the military 4 years myself in the Air Force.
So, with the wars going on with Afghanistan and Iraq, what does, the wars mean to you right now,
Well, basically, we're talking about freedom. We're talking about protecting the freedoms that we all of us enjoy every day. And unfortunately, so many take for granted what the war means is protecting that freedom and protecting the United States of America.
And let me ask you a question. Do you think, the way the government's handling the wars now, do you think we're headed in the right direction now?
Well, I guess that's not for me to judge. I'm sure that they're trying to do the right thing. We have, since 9/11, if you think about it, we have not had those type instances to happen again. So I guess if you could look at it from that standpoint, we are keeping the American people safe. Fortunately, we have a great group of men and women who are serving in our armed forces that are giving so much each day to make sure that we do have those freedoms. And we certainly thank each and every one of them for everything that they do, no matter what it is. It helps all of us here in Douglasville, Douglas County, Georgia, and the United States of America.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today, Mayor.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure being with you.
Thank you.
I am Mickey Thompson, and this is the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, now we have distinguished guest Hubert Pruitt here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. You're running for here in Douglas?
Yes, sir. I'm running for First District Commissioner in Douglas County.
Okay, for Douglas County itself?
Yes, sir. Okay. Uh-huh. First District.
Okay, what does Memorial Day mean to you, being at this Memorial Day celebration here at Sunrise Memorial Gardens?
Well, this means a lot for our veterans, and we just sit back and give thanks for our veterans and people who's paid an extreme price for freedom that we've got. Freedom is not free, and some people have paid with their life and paid with their arms and eyes and legs. And the least we can do is just take a day to celebrate and tell our veterans, thank them for what they've done for us.
And do you think that this country is heading in the right direction with the wars going on now?
Well, I wish they could pep it up a little bit and move it a little bit harder towards bringing it to a conclusion. I don't want a war that just lingers and lingers and lingers. Let's go ahead and finish it, whatever we got to take to finish it, and win it, and bring our troops home.
Awesome.
We don't need to spend 20 years on foreign soil.
Exactly. Well, I do thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
God bless you. Thank
you. Thank you. All right, we have State Representative Tyrone Brooks. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. Honored to be with you.
Yes. So tell me about, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day and every day means to me that we as a nation must show greater appreciation for our veterans, those who have fought and died, those who are living today, no matter where they may be, those who are serving us in the USA, in North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica. I just think we don't do enough. We wait until Memorial Day to think about veterans. I think we as a nation should show greater appreciation every day. And people like myself who are in public service, public offices, federal, state, county, municipal, we should make sure that everything we do can contribute to enhancing services for veterans, making sure that their needs are met, making sure that they don't lose any benefits, making sure that the federal government and the Department of Veterans Affairs at the federal and state level keep services to veterans high on the agenda. And we as Americans must begin to say, in our families, we must show support for those who come from our families, in our institutions, in the body politic, wherever we can do something to help one of those who may have served us already, and those families who have lost loved ones, we should give them support. I just think it has to be a daily habit to think about those who are fighting to defend us, who are serving us in many ways, may not be fighting, but still serving us in many ways. So that's what it means to me on this day, and that's why I've been coming here to Sunrise, I guess, for 9 or 10 years. Roseanne Black then invited me out, and I started coming, and she was surprised that every time she calls me or faxed me or emailed me, I show up. And I said, Roseanne, what I've done is I have put 3 p.m. Sunrise Memorial Gardens in Lithia Springs on my agenda. That's where I'm going to be every Memorial Day.
Exactly.
So I'm honored to be here. This is a small little token of appreciation for the services and sacrifices of our veterans. But this is the least we can do. I wish we could do more on this day.
And let me ask you a question. Do you think we're heading in the right direction with the wars that's going on right now in Afghanistan and Iraq? Do you think the country could do something different?
I think the President, Congress, and those in the military hierarchy are going to have to make those decisions. I certainly would love to see those wars wound down and all of our personnel brought back home. I would love it. But we have to understand that we're living in an era where there's global terrorism. There are people out there who want to harm us. And I think we have to always be prepared that we've got to protect our country, our military personnel around the world, our allies. But I certainly am one who would say to the President and Congress, please do all you can to make sure that we can wind down those wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and other places around the world. And wherever we're needed, then we should be there. Wherever we're wanted, we should be there. We've got to support our allies. But the first order of business, of course, is to defend and protect the USA.
Yes.
And the American people. I know some people would say, well, you ought to just end the wars now and bring them all home. Well, it's not that easy. I think there has to be a systematic winding down of all of those conflicts. And you have to trust the commander-in-chief. You have to trust his judgment, no matter who's there.
Exactly.
I pray and hope that we don't lose any more of our military personnel who's serving us abroad and in those hot spots around the world. But it's probably going to happen. It's probably happening right now as we speak. But we pray that it doesn't happen. We pray that they can come home safely and be back united with their families and loved ones. But it's a tough job. And when they go, we should support them. We should do all we can to support them. And even if we criticize the policy or a war in a particular region, it doesn't mean that we're not supporting our personnel. It just means we have differences of opinion. And we can support our military personnel and still have a debate or disagreement over a deployment or over a war that's occurring somewhere in the world.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself today, Representative Tyrone Brooks.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that was the Sunrise Memorial on Memorial Day celebration, of course. And he made a mistake. He said Lithia Springs. Sunrise Memorials is in Douglasville, Georgia, of course. And before we get to Dallas, Texas segment, and before I want to say this one sad thing, I'm one of my sponsors, Jim Motes, in Smyrna, Georgia, at North Georgia Trophy. He passed away. He died of cancer recently. The new owner was going to give me something to mention on the radio, of course. But when he started with me, you know, getting sponsors, his head was shaven and he was doing better. Then I found out about 3 weeks ago he passed away. So usually I mention him in the commercials, manager Jim Motes on Windy Hill Road, not too far from where I live. But his cancer came back hard and he had a bad heart, so he passed away. So my condolences from the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show goes out to his family and North Georgia Trophy. On the brighter note, we have Dallas, Texas coming up. We have a song from Sisters for Life right now. What song do you want us to play from Sisters for Life, of course? Here at Sisters for Life Studio, DeJam Studios. Hell yeah.
A song that could be played, well, Woman of My Own was already played on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes.
So now it's we just wanted to keep playing. I mean, you know, that's our main song that's being pushed right now. So,
all right. So we'll play that again. So, hopefully you voters out there who email me on DerekShapiroShow@yahoo.com will hopefully vote for this one. Woman on My Own is featuring who?
It's just Esperel.
Okay, yes. Okay. All right, so here's Woman of My Own here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and then we'll go with the Dallas, Texas segment here.
what I need with your loose pennies. I can count my own Benjis. I can buy what I desire. Don't need a guy that won't supply. So don't come try, I won't reply. You full of lies, stick to yourself. To the left, you so replaceable, untraceable. You crazy, boy, you think that I be chasing bucks. Gold digger is what I'm not. Go getter is what I am. I can stand all on my own.